Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I want to bring to a conclusion a discussion on maximizing team power by giving you practical insights on how to work with a team. Now, I'm talking to you about working with a team, either as a team leader or even a team member. Whichever position you occupy in a team, you need to understand how to work with that team for you to make the most of the team. Remember on the first episode, I explained to you there is power loaded in a team. That is, there's something called the power of two, which is that when one person can get 1,000 units of results, two people can get as much as 10,000 units of results. And that is the one powerful thing about teams. Now, I'm saying that if you do not know how to work with these team members, it becomes a problem harnessing the power of the team. That is why I want to share with you as a team leader and as a team member what you can do to ensure you have a fruitful and productive work relation with your team members. The first thing I think you should understand is that when you are asked to join a team or you have a team is formed and you find that you are part of the team, either as a leader or the members, I should take time to study the team members. Every time you have to work with people, it's crucial you understand the people you are going to work with. It helps you understand, okay, this is their strength, this is their weaknesses, so you know how to tolerate their weaknesses and build on their strength. There's nobody that is without faults. Even you do not exist without your own flaws. Therefore, if you are working with a team, it's crucial you understand that, oh, this guy doesn't know how to talk well. So that when he starts talking in a bad way, you just say, okay, fine, it's his weakness, and you move on with the discussion without having to center on it. The another thing you should bear in mind is that when you find out, okay, this guy doesn't know how to talk well, but when you give him anything that has to do with writing, he does a fantastic job of writing. What you do is that each time you know you have to write press release, write something, you just say, okay, let's assign to Mr. A the job of writing this thing. You know he's going to deliver on that one. It helps you harness all their potentials, play down on their weaknesses, and be able to take advantage of team power. Another crucial thing I think you should bear in mind if you are going to work with a team is that you should work with utmost humility. Sometimes you'll be called to work with a team as a leader, and a team leader must have been sacked or been retrenched. It's important you come there not as the boss that is coming to cause a turnaround. You know what I'm saying? Now, when you come with this mindset that now the team has not been working and I'm coming here to cause a turnaround in this company that has failed, and you come with that attitude to a board, because a board is also a team, as a board of directors in your company, or it's a group of people working on the project. If you come with that mindset, there are a lot of problems you cause for yourself. Number one is that you cause an air around you. You make it difficult for those who think they are lower people to come. You make it difficult for them to come close to you. And you see, one thing about life is this. A lot of times, these are the people that have the best of counsel to give you. They know what has been happening in the business. They know what you don't know. When you come with this pride in you, it becomes difficult for them to come close to you because they feel like, well, this man knows it all. Who am I to talk to him? Who am I to advise him? He wouldn't even need my counsel. So as much as possible, please come to that team. Join every team you are called into with utmost humility. It will save you a whole lot of things and ensure you have a fruitful relationship with them. Again, I want to tell you something about this. If you come there with pride, people will look up to you with a lot of expectations. And if you fall their hand, you're on your own. Because when you come with that kind of pride, you come with this attitude that, man, I can cause anything. I can cause a turnaround. I will bring the change that has not happened in this company for the last 25 years. Then everybody looks at you to do it. And when you don't do it, they'll boo you. You understand what I'm saying? It becomes a problem. They say like, oh, of all the bragging, this is what you end up doing. So it's to save yourself from the disgrace and embarrassment that is crucial that when you have to work with a team, either as a team member or a leader, do not come with this attitude that says, I know it all, I can do all things. I understand you can do all things to Christ that strengthens you. But please, on this basis, understand that you cannot achieve anything without working with the team members. That's the way teams are. You understand what I'm saying? Now, another crucial thing I believe you should bear in mind if you want to work with an existing team is to make sure that you make your inputs tactically. This is what I mean. You see, I understand you know a lot. You are competent in your own field. You are very skilled in branding. That's why they called you to be the director of branding for that committee working on a project in remote villages in Nigeria, for instance. Now, do not come there with this attitude that I am the best there is about branding and nobody knows anything about branding apart from me. You see, let me tell you something. Before you went to school to study branding, people know about branding, whether you realize it or not. Business books were written after people have done businesses. There are people that have excelled in businesses before business books were written. So whatever thing you learn, don't make it look like other people cannot know it without going to school. Especially when it has to do with social science. Now, when you know that, understand that there are people who are on your team that knows even about branding without reading a textbook about it. So when you have to make your suggestion, don't make it as if it's the final. Come up with, okay, this is what I suggest we can do to get this thing done. Not that this is what we must do if we must get the result. When you present your own suggestion in that tone, you scare a lot of people from even giving their own suggestion. If it flops, it's your own fault. What I'm saying now is similar to what I said about coming with humility. So when you have to make your suggestion, do not impose it on the team members, even if you are the team leader. Come present it as a suggestion that can be discarded or as accepted. And when you do that, you open the door for people to say, okay, well, this is good, let's take it, or this is bad, we're not going to take it. You understand what I'm saying? Another thing I also want to do is that sometimes why you are hired is because the chairman of the board says they want a radical change in this company. So you are hired to cause that radical change. Please, when you want to do that, be careful, please. It's crucial you don't hurt people, you don't talk bad on the person who has been there before because you want to cause radical change, or make it look like everything they are doing is totally wrong because you want to cause radical change. The truth of life is that many times there are things they are doing that are right, but there's just one thing they are not doing right, and that's why they didn't experience the change they want. Cause the change you want to cause without hurting others or making them look like they are fools. Even if they are fools, they don't want you to tell them in their face. Another thing I also want you to bear in mind if you have to work with your team is understand that no member of your team is without flaws. Learn to tolerate their flaws. Remember I told you about when I was talking about team killer virus. I said that disunity is one virus that will make sure a team doesn't produce any results. Therefore, when you are working with a team, ensure that you tolerate people's flaws. Do not capitalize on the fact that the person doesn't know how to talk well. Don't capitalize on the fact that the man is a drunkard. Don't capitalize on the fact that the lady is always trying to seduce men. Forget about their weaknesses for a while and focus on their strength. Harness their strength to work with the team. Some of those things you are trying to focus on is in your personal lives, and to an extent, it doesn't concern you. What's the point I've made today? Each time you have to work with a team, it's crucial you learn how to work with the members to be able to make the best of your work relationship with them. And I said that there are practical things you can do to ensure that you have a fruitful working relationship with a team. And number one is, please do well to study your team. Another thing is, come to that team with utmost humility, no matter what you know or what you have achieved in the past. Then when you have to make your input, make it tactically. If you are called to cause a radical change, or even you are not called, you have it in your mind, I want to cause a radical change in this company. Please make your change without hurting people, especially good people. Do not make, of course, there's no change you'll make without hurting people, but please make cause very little damage on people's reputation when you want to cause your radical change. And as you work with your team, you'll be offended. You will find things you don't like about your team members. Tolerate their flaws while harnessing their strength to get the result you want to get. I hope you got my point.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.